The year is 2003. The newly formed Department of Homeland Security has started Operation Rolling Stone. In response to the anthrax attacks, the U.S. government set up decoy delivery operations all over the nation by the name of USPUSS. Homeland Security is using these facilities to hire stoners and monitor their lifestyle in hopes of uncovering their ties to terrorism. The following recordings come from their investigation into subjects Ken and Sketch and are highly confidential. With special guest, Ben Colby.
Alright, I guess I better get set up for this interview thing. I mean, I've never actually done an interview before, but okay. I mean, if they think that I'm up to it, I guess I just gotta... Where's that AV equipment? Hey, does anyone know what the AV equipment is? Oh, okay, it's in the... Okay, I got it. In the corner there, got it. All right. Let's wheel this over. Yeah. Just, All right, I mean, I hope this is entertaining enough for them. I mean, it's just, it's a pretty basic camera, whatever. But, I mean, they're gonna have to do a lot of this shit in post, I guess. But, I don't know. They just fucking came in. They just needed me to interview some people. I mean, I don't yeah, see right how that has anything to do with right our there, line yeah. of work, but, there you we know, go. We got I give it a shot. You know, I guess we'll see what happens. I guess we might as well just get started. Hey, can you send in Adam
speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your viewing pleasure, we have Adam Duodecum. Come on in, Adam Duodecum. Thank you so much. Wave to the audience. We're gonna put it on.
Oh.
Wave to the audience. Oh. Hey, oh yeah.
Okay, there's no one there.
Oh no, listen, we're gonna put it on in post, all right. We'll cut this a little bit, but yeah.
This is the interview.
Yeah, right? Yeah. This is the interview. You're Adam. Right. Adam Duodecum.
Duodecim.
Duodecim. Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Nice
yeah.
to meet you. What is your name?
Sorry. I'm not that great with names. My name's Sketch. You can just call me Sketch. That's what everyone calls me around here. People know that.
All right, Sketch. Well, I'm Adam Duodecim, and I'm applying for the job of the driving position.
Well, you know what? But before we get into that, I was just wondering. So, how were you discovered? You know what I mean? Like, how'd you get your start?
Oh well, do you mean the job?
In general, you know. Okay, I mean, well, how did you first get into this business? You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I found your ad for USPUSS on a telephone pole.
Yeah,
that's where I. That was where I started.
Oh, that's where that's where you start. That you just they just kind of a talent agency kind of was reaching out to you or something. Okay.
No, well,
how many projects have you been a part of so far? I know. I mean, you're a fresh face to the scene, but how many projects have you been working on yet?
Well, I've had two jobs so far.
Okay.
If that's what you're referring to.
It says here that you worked at Fazoli's for a short time. Can you give me some free breadsticks?
Oh well, I no longer work at. I no longer work there.
I was just meaning, you know, it's because they get the free breadsticks. You know, it'd be kind of funny if you went in and you got me some free breadsticks. You know,
I'm sure you could.
Just a little gag for the audience. You know what I mean?
For the audience. You're referring to the camera on the bipod there?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we're gonna put that in a post.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're gonna put it in a post. We'll review it later and edit everything together the right way. You know, crowd reaction shots and all that. You know what
reaction.
I mean?
Reaction. Okay.
Yeah. You know, just a regular. It's just a regular interview. All right. You know, you just. You know.
Right. I'll be honest. I haven't been a part of an interview like this before.
Yeah. No. You know, I'll be honest with you too. This is actually this is my first one.
Really?
Yeah, this is my very first. This is the first time I'm interviewing someone. My company thought that, you know, they might want to get in on this business too, I guess. And I don't know. I guess I'm always talking their ear off or something, so that's why they put me here. You know, honestly, I'm starting to enjoy it a little bit. Yeah.
And this is for the job, correct? For the driving position?
Yeah, it's about it's about your job in Hollywood and you know, some of the projects that you may have been a part of. I mean, you know, I haven't been on the, you know, the scene. I've been in the Midwest most of my life, but
yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I've only been around here.
Yeah,
really. Grew up right in Beloit, so.
Oh, I see. So you're kind of into the independent work then, huh? Yeah.
I guess
mostly independent work.
I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Oh wow, wow. That's you know, real town sweetheart kind of.
However,
I
do pride myself as part of the team. I am a team player.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah. I mean, that's good on set. You know, to be able to mesh with the other people without, you know, butting heads too much. You know, I've heard that's very important.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean, like, in the building, right, on set?
Yeah, I mean, if that's, you know, you're just so familiar with it, you just call it the building, you know? It's just, you know, it's not even set to you, it's just work. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you creative types. So it says here that you're from Beloit, Go Snappers, first of all, I gotta say, you know, from personal experience, what was your favorite place to toke up?
Oh, this is being filmed. This is,
yeah, you know, I'm just trying to loosen you up a little bit, you know, just talk about some of the good old times, you know.
I'd have to say, down by the pavilion across from.
That's a good spot.
The ABC building.
That's a good spot. As long as you don't run into those skaters or whatever, you know, taking over the business.
The skaters.
Yeah, you know, those skater kids, they, you know, come in there and they're, you know, you're just trying to toke up a bowl after work and they start making fun of you, call you a burnout, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's just, other than that, it's like one of my favorite spots in town, man. I haven't been there in a while. How is Beloit doing?
Well, you know, it's Beloit.
Yeah.
It's doing its best.
Are the people from the hometown pretty supportive of your career so far?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't really talk to many people about my jobs. You know, it's just kind of working.
Yeah. Real humble guy. Yeah, I like this. I think that you'll do well in this business. Real leading man, if you know what I mean.
I will point out that I'm an excellent driver. I have not had any speeding tickets, so I don't think that the driving around would be a problem.
Oh, have you done any chase scenes?
Chase scenes?
Yeah. Have you ever, gone, you know, really like Fast and Furious, if you know what I mean? You know, I know that's kind of a new series, but, you know, there's the cars flipping and exploding and flying around, you know.
Well, I mean, no, the most chase scene esque portion of my driving day would be probably getting on I-90, to be honest.
Oh yeah.
Nothing.
Fucking cruising down, passing everyone. Well,
not too fast. Like, yeah. I said, a good driving record, but you know, obeying all the speed limits.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's cool, man. I mean, like, I can't imagine what it's like being, you know, under the gun like that all the time, and, you know, all the high pressure, switching with, you know, stunt people and all that, you know.
I don't know what you mean by that, but, you know, like.
So, how many teeth do you have?
How many teeth do I have?
Yeah, I'm always just curious when I meet someone, like, you know, because I got, like, I want to say 42.
I think I have all of them.
Yeah.
Last I checked.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I'm always just curious when I meet new people, you know, how many teeth they have, how many teeth I have. I mean, you know, like, it's just something I keep track of, you know.
Right. Well, I'm going to be honest. I've never been asked that question in a job interview like this before. Can I ask you a couple questions about the job?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I've never had the tables turn on me like this. So why don't you? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering, vacation days. I didn't see anything on the ad about vacation times. So Like, do I get a week or 2 weeks? Presuming I get the job.
Well, I mean, I'm sure your life is like a vacation, but I mean, like, I guess we get, I want to say 2 weeks PTO, you know? Yeah, we actually just spent some of it a few weeks ago going fishing. It was a great time.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Excellent. You know. All right, cool. Another question I had was the gas in the cars. Do I have to pay for that, or is that paid for by the company? Do I use my own vehicle?
That's a very interesting question. I don't actually use my own vehicle. I have they provided us with a truck that's also, you know, it's kind of you can even sleep in there if you know, push comes to shove.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. And you know, they cover the gas. They got like a little gas pump in the back there, you know, that we can just latch on to. I mean, when was the last time you even pumped gas? You probably have a driver or something, right?
No, I drive my own car.
Wow, you drive your own car, man. I just, yep. You know, I've never really met one of you Hollywood types, but I mean, I always assumed they were going to be kind of snooty and little, you know, act like they were above me, like, you know, the LA type or whatever, you know what I mean?
God,
but
I wouldn't exactly.
You're very humble.
I wouldn't exactly describe myself as a Hollywood type. I don't know exactly. You've said that a couple times. I'm not 100% certain what you're meaning there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, my boss just asked me to come in and interview you. I'm assuming it's just an order of convenience for you, you know, and I obliged. So, you know, I put together some cameras. You know, we couldn't get an audience together for you. I know you're probably used to a bigger setup than this, but, you know, we just, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be calling you a Hollywood type. That's kind of derogatory. I mean, I just assumed because you were, you know, in the business, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's just part-time work so far. I've pumped gas before. In fact I pumped gas earlier today. So if the question of my ability to pump gas is one of your
cut the commercial break
job questions.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back with this interview show with Sketch. But we'll be right back, everybody.
All right.
Yeah, so this is, this is the part where, you know, we're just kind of talking to each other on the couch during the commercial break, you know, they gotta put the ads in, you
is
know,
this being
get
aired?
Get the revenue. I mean, hopefully, I mean, that's, you know, the idea, hopefully it'll eventually be aired, but, you know, it could be a pilot situation.
I have to say that I've never been part of a job interview with cameras and... This is for the driving. I just want to confirm. This is for the driving position, correct? This is
the driving position. Like, wait. Am I supposed to be casting you or something?
In a manner of speaking, I suppose.
You know, I don't. They weren't really clear about what my responsibilities were here. You know, I mean, they said interviewing, and you know, maybe. Maybe they mean for a role? I'm supposed to assess your ability for the new role?
Yeah, that's what I had in mind.
Okay. All right. You know, maybe I just misunderstood them a little bit. So why don't I get back to my interview questions, all right?
Okay, all right. Are we coming back from...
Sorry. Good call. Yeah, I got to bring us back from the break. Yeah, I'm it's my first time doing it. You know what I mean? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we have... Adam Duodecim, and Duodecim. He's he's a great guy. He's done a lot of stunt work. He's apparently an experienced driver, and he's just come back to tell us some more stories about his life. So tell me, Adam, have you ever had cancer?
No. In fact, I have not.
No. No, you've never had cancer before in your life?
No.
Any loved ones that had cancer?
I mean, not that I've known of, if they have. I'd imagine that they would have told me, but I'm going to be honest, I wasn't expecting that question.
Oh, you know, it's just kind of a scene changer to lighten the mood a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of joking around.
Okay.
So right. I was how about that this 9/11, huh? You know, that shit was nuts, right? That shit was crazy. What's your memory of 9/11, huh?
That was a travesty.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah. It was pretty awful. Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Maybe I got these questions mixed up a little bit. I feel like this is for like a more downer kind of section of the interview. I thought I read that like a joke. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah. Sorry. That was. Did you know anyone from the towers?
No.
Oh, good. That's good though. Yeah. Teeth. Do you have? Is it Fizzoli's? How are you? How were you discovered?
Oh, I found the. I was discovered. You mean the job discovery? I discovered job.
Uh-huh.
Haven't you asked me this one already?
Is this my first card, isn't it? Oh, this is so.
We can go back to
so
my first job if you'd like.
Oh yeah. Tell me about that. Tell me about your time.
All right. Well, I was an excellent worker. I was part of the team.
Okay. Yeah.
I worked bussing the tables.
Okay.
And
somebody do something
tables.
About that cricket.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah. Sometimes
taking
you
orders.
Gotta do that when doing creative endeavors.
I suppose you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides that, I was great with the team. Unfortunately, they shut down that location.
Thank you, no.
So that's why I'm searching right now for a job.
Oh yeah. Studios change all the time. Yeah.
Studios.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, warehouses. Yeah, that's right. You mentioned it before. You don't like to use those those industry terms so much. Warehouses.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes those close down. You gotta move on.
Yeah.
You know, gotta have a thick skin in the business.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I have an excellent work ethic. I was never late. Showed up on time every day. So I'd be perfect for, you know, a timely job situation.
Okay. All right. So you like a regular schedule then?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd prefer a regular schedule if available.
Oh.
But
okay.
I'll take what I can get, to be honest.
Yeah. 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 How many hours a week do you normally spend on this stuff, huh?
Spend on
doing scenes here and there. I mean, do you have a lot of leisure time between?
I usually work about 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like a average work week. So you're really putting it to the metal there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's I'd say it's pretty average work week. Yeah, to be honest, I haven't done anything.
You do any writing?
I do not, actually.
You don't do any writing? Okay, yeah.
Well,
you know, it could be a good way to, you know, get some extra work on the side, you know, do a, you know, write a
really?
Little thing here, write a little thing here, you
do
know.
People will pay for that?
Yeah. No, it's, you know, you write a little spec here, and sometimes they just pay you just to complete it, you know what I mean? Like,
really?
It doesn't even have to get made sometimes.
Are you talking about USPUSS, or?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, my job's a little different. You know, like, I mean, I'm just a humble driver. I just, you know, get the packages and drop them off.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
what I'm
it's pretty,
for.
It's pretty simple. You know, no, you wouldn't be interested in anything like that. It's the same thing over and over again every day. You know,
well, yeah,
it's just,
you know, it's a job. That's
yeah. You
jobs
know,
do.
it's just kind of boring, honestly, you know, compared to, you know, some people's experiences. You know?
I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
could you tell me more about the driver position?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't used to get up really early. You know, we used to come in a couple hours late, but you know, we've kind of gotten better about it.
So they're lenient
know?
On their time policy.
Yeah. I would say they're a little lenient. I mean, honestly, I'm surprised I haven't gotten fired here. You know, I mean, I smoke blunts in the cars.
Oh,
I got my road bong, you know, in the glove compartment. We've even been pulled over several times, but, you know what? I guess I just got lucky.
Wow. All right. So
yeah,
they're very lenient on
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, it's just you know, 9 to 5, 40-hour a week thing. You know, it's nothing too exciting. You know?
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, you like that kind of stuff.
That's exactly why I'm here.
Are you researching a role?
A role? Well, the role of a driver. I'd like to fill that position.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure that, you know, once this interview's done, I'm sure I could help you out with that. You know, maybe talk to the higher ups. You know, how long you looking to research this role?
As long as you'll have me, to be honest. Like I said, the role is just shut down. I've been looking for a new a new job, and I took the ad.
Wow. You know, I gotta say, you know, I love the dedication to your craft, because it's like, it's almost as if you're in character right now. You know what I mean? Like, you came in here almost like just an average worker, you know?
Well, I hope that's the aura I present
yeah,
to you guys.
That's exactly what I'm going for. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And you know, I'm a good guy to chill with. You know, we can hang later, talk about some scripts, you know, maybe see what's going on over in the, you know, over in the West Coast.
In the West Coast. Is there positions open on the West Coast as well?
Oh, you don't want those positions over there. Those positions suck. You can just stay over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'll hook you up.
Okay. Like, so this is a nationwide mail service here.
Yeah. 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 Uh huh. It goes everywhere. Yeah. It goes East Coast, West Coast, Middle Coast. You know, all the coasts. Yeah.
Middle Coast?
Yeah, yeah, you know, like Chicago and Michigan and a little bit of Illinois and Indiana.
Of course.
I've never heard of those two.
It referenced as a Middle Coast.
Yeah, yeah, man, just Middle Coast. I mean, the waves aren't quite as good, but, you know, it's a nice camping spot, at least.
Right.
Yeah. So I can, you know, like I said, I can talk to the bosses. I can see what we have open for you.
That
how long are you in
excellent.
Town?
Oh, I live here.
Wow, you live here. Wow, that's dedication. Yeah, you even got a spot.
Yeah, I moved up from Beloit.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Johnny Depp came and lived in I want to say Wanakee for a few weeks. Yeah, when he was discovering.
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe it could be something like that. You know, you can get to know the working man and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I consider myself a working man.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. Awesome. I like you, man. Like.
Thank you.
Like I said, I was kind of skeptical about you, Hollywood types. But I mean, you know, like I think you'll fit in just fine here. You know.
Yeah, I agree. That looks like a very clean workspace. I do like the facilities thus far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We should probably wrap up the actual interview portion of the thing. So, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna do a little closer on the thing. So,
okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching the Interview Hour with Sketch. And this was tonight. I want to give you a big round of applause for Adam Duodecine. Everyone, give a big round of applause for Adam.
And thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming. I'm sure we'll see you in the future. Thank you so much for being on the first program.
I appreciate it.
Oh my God, that's amazing. How do you feel?
I feel good.
How do you feel after that? Kind of a high to give doing an interview on a show thing, you know what I mean? Like, just thinking about all the people that are gonna see this is exciting.
You know, I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah,
that's a wrap.
Yeah.
And
anyone want to get some beers,
you know,
after this?
I don't think I've ever watched a job interview like this before on television, but I'm glad to be part of the process if that's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes you get discovered by a little tape here, a little tape there, you know, and you know, shuffle them around.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this how all the job interviews are done for USPOSS?
I mean, ours wasn't actually.
Really?
Yeah. We kind of ran into him while we were jogging around one day, and he kind of just pointed us in the direction of us bus. And yeah, they weren't, you know, they didn't ask for any social security numbers, so, you know, it was good to go.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's safe to say I have the job then, huh?
Oh, yeah. You have the job.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. You wanna hit this blunt?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were we listening to?
The interview. You told me to interview this guy coming in, and yeah, I thought, what do you think?
Where's level one? Where's level one?
I'm right here. Hey.
Did you okay this?
I suppose we did tell him to interview. Yeah, you guys said to interview. Yeah, I think I heard you guys right. Yeah, but this is not. Yeah, this isn't quite.
What was with the laughing?
Yeah, I don't understand the laughing.
Where did you get
bits.
A laugh track?
They didn't even seem to line up with any humorous bits. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
I thought I've seen David Letterman.
This isn't
I've seen
Space
Conan.
Goes Coast to Coast, all right?
Well, I mean, you know, I just thought that you guys maybe wanted to expand the USPUS brand or something. You know what I mean?
How much did you spend on the laugh track machine?
How much? Well, the copyright is not cheap. You know what I mean? And a good couple of those laugh tracks, I actually had to buy brand new,
you know,
licensing and all that. So, we're a government facility. I thought we could just, you know, put it on the, put it on the company tab. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got the
bill for it right here.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. Did you hire the most expensive production company
this
in Wisconsin?
This is coming out of Uncle Sam's pocket.
No, they were actually out of New York. It got a little better production out of there. I hired this guy that he was living with his whole family in a single-bedroom apartment.
Number one, I need you to deal with this. I got to get back to Texas.
Okay, yeah, I'll deal with this, yes. So, what do you think? Do I got the job? Am I gonna be interviewing people?
Look, I'm gonna ask Mr. Cheney about it.
Oh,
because
okay.
He directly oversees our department.
The Chain Man.
The Chain Man. Yeah, they call him that for a reason.
Yeah,
I mean?
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just show him the tape. Ask him if he likes what he
sees.
Yeah, I'll
show him your tape.
Yeah. You know, I'm just,
I,
you know, it's my
get,
first shot
can
at
I get a copy
interviewing.
Of it?
Yeah, here you go. Here's my only copy in existence.
What are you, why is this on cassette?
Why is it on cassette? I mean, like, the guy that I hired had these, like, really big, you know, nice cameras that just fit a whole cassette in there. You know what I mean? You ever see Godzilla, the one with Matthew Broderick?
This isn't 1994.
I mean, well, this according to this guy's equipment, I mean, I'd beg to differ, I guess. But you know what? I like the kind of classic grainy feel that it's got to it.
I don't
even
think they have a VCR there anymore.
Ah, shit. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm just going to go to the Circuit City. I'm sure they have some kind of tape, DVD, gizmo.
All right.
You know,
just.
I'll get back to you, all right?
Just stay away from that Ryan McDougal.
Okay. All right. I promise.
Thank you for listening. Ken is played by Luis Arteaga, and Sketch is played by Brad LeBaron. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information, visit soundcloud.com/rollingstonedpodcast. Don't forget to wipe. This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/revolveraudio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/revolveraudio. Revolver.